The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. The so-called Environmental Protection Agency last week issued a new ruling which sets standards for obtaining coal mining permits at such a level so as to make strip mining virtually impossible. The EPA reason for this? The agency stated, quote, "The guidelines will better protect water quality and aquatic life in streams below mountaintop strip mines." Well, those of us who live in this coal mining region could ask, and what about the humans who live below and from these strip mines? Is this ruling for the good of the people or the good of an agenda? The ClimateGate scandal proved beyond the shadow of a doubt that the whole global warming issue is being used by left-wing activists to move us into huge control of business through government control of the environment. The EPA appears to be in bed with these left-wing activists in destroying the coal mining in this region in order to drive up the price of energy and thus to plunge our economy into deeper crisis. Their aim is, of course, to create a crisis in our nation, then offer as a solution to that crisis the increase of government control. This has been their strategy to produce a dictatorship in this country ever since the 1960s. What should be our response to this attempted enslavement by the current administration in Washington? As always, we must look to the Bible for wisdom in how to handle this. The Bible tells us how to deal with government oppression. And, as the men of Massachusetts said in answer to King George III's tyranny over them, a freeborn people are not required by the religion of Jesus Christ to submit to tyranny, but may make use of such power as God has given them to recover their liberties. End quote. And the power God has given us is fourfold. First, we pray. John Wycliffe wrote in the introduction to the very first English Bible, translated in 1382, the principle that, quote, "The Bible is for the government of the people, by the people, for the people." If government is to be of the people, then the people must do the most important thing first: get the mind of God on each issue before them. This is done through humble prayer, asking God to enlighten us from the Bible as to how to deal with this crisis. Secondly, we resist the ruling without force. That means we speak and write against it. We point out to others near us the wrong of it from the Bible, and we simply try to stay clear of it as much as possible. Included in resisting is the power of voting for candidates who will firmly work to do away with unbiblical agencies like the EPA. If we aren't willing to work and give money to elect biblical thinking candidates, there is no hope of preserving our liberty. Only after doing these three things at great length is it right to take up arms in resistance to government oppression. And remember, God warns us that economic difficulty will come as a result of us refusing to obey the Bible in our personal and national lives. God says in Deuteronomy 28:15, "But if you will not hearken to the voice of the Lord your God to observe to do all His commandments and His statutes which I command you this day, the Lord shall send upon you cursing in all that you set your hand to do until you will be destroyed." Is our selfish living bringing these curses on our economy? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours and seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.